We'll cut right to the chase. If you're a fan of the superhero characters Deadpool and Wolverine, rest easy knowing you're going to have a great time at Deadpool and Wolverine. For those uninitiated, both of these heroes, maybe anti-heroes, are both notoriously popular in comic books, film, and television as perhaps the two roughest, rudest, and sassiest superheroes in media. Cranking the excitement to a 15/10, the film also sees the presence of A-listers Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman on screen together at last as the rough and tumble stars, and their chemistry both as fighters and comedians is electrifying. Now that Marvel has brought them together in a high-profile film, the result of director Shawn Levy's, returning after leading the first two Deadpool films, work is as graphic, unfiltered and ruthless as you can imagine. A majority of the film is stuffed with fan service, especially longtime fans of the X-Men properties and franchise. Unfortunately, most of the character web and the relevance of names and settings will be lost on casual action fans. The good news is the best part of the movie isn't its brutality or signature R-rated humor. What makes Deadpool and Wolverine most enjoyable is the growing sincerity and earnest heart that Reynolds and Jackman bring to the titular characters. It's an amazing feat when Ryan Reynolds dons the suit to become the foul-mouthed crime fighter Wade Wilson, Deadpool. As soon as that red mask goes on, he spews Lewis Black levels of vulgarity in his fast quips and improvised banter. The same goes for Jackman, now in his eighth film appearance as Wolverine since 2000's X-Men, who holds back no punches, either verbal or literal, in his scenes. But what makes this time-spanning action flick work isn't their crude violence or crass jokes. The film grounds them as heroes looking for purpose and validation. That honesty is the most compelling part of the movie, and the counterbalance it brings to the adult screenplay is when the film is most successful. I wish I could get more specific when talking about the cast or plot, but it's hard to describe without giving away the parade of surprise cameos and events. What I can safely say is it'll be appreciated best by those at least casually familiar with Marvel characters and work, but you don't need to be an expert. When it comes to the series' signature foul-mouthed humor, it's less consistent than the original film or its 2018 sequel Deadpool 2. Most of the time the script is more clever than actually funny, but when the zingers and gags land, it's a home run, and the best moments had my opening night Showtime rolling in laughter. As for Jackman's return as Logan, Wolverine, back from 2017's excellent Logan with James Mangold, this isn't the traditional Wolverine character that had his arc beautifully wrapped up in that film, but this version Jackman plays is a true, bona fide Wolverine that will satisfy his biggest fans. Overall, the sci-fi time twister premise is a bit confusing and shallow, but this isn't a plot-driven film. It's a character study looking at Marvel's two edgiest heroes, and on that front, it's a clear success. It's a glossy, simple package that's great fun. The only momentum killer is maybe a few too many scenes in the void. As Wade yells in a stylized bit, "Enough of the multiverse already." I can get behind this request, and suggest this parody of that now overworked concept should be the retirement of this story device. Deadpool and Wolverine is going to go gangbusters at the box office this weekend. If you're looking for a good punches and punchlines, Wade and Logan are bringing the heat, thanks to Levy, Reynolds and Jackman's terrific team-up. Deadpool and Wolverine 7 out of 10 rated 14A, 2 hours 8 minutes. Action sci-fi superhero comedy, directed by Shawn Levy, starring Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman, Emma Corrin, Matthew McFadden and Mirena Baccarin. Now playing at Silver City Newmarket and Cineplex Aurora.